The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The last time that Lady Bulldog basketball made back-to-back state tournament appearances was 20 years ago, in 2001 and 2002. Here's two examples to show how long that's been. Gas was $1.20 a gallon, and Tom Brady had only one Super Bowl ring. Those things certainly changed, and it's time for the Lady Dogs' history to change. Hopefully serving as the catalyst to that will be a two-hour southward commute that has brought them to the same sub-state site they found themselves at 10 years ago in 2012, when by year's end, the state title was captured. It's here in Whipple, Tennessee tonight that six-year head coach Matt Walker and his 24-5 ladies seek to eliminate Eric Jensen and the 25-8 Whipple Lady Tigers. This is the one we've been waiting on all season, the Class A sectional, and the time is now.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Part, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our sixth and final broadcast of this Lady Dog postseason. We're on the road one last time with Coach Walker and the ladies tonight. The journey's brought us to Whipple High School. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the game this evening. Soon I'll be joined by the winner of 10 sectional round games himself, former head coach Joe Sims. With me now is the ambassador of analysis, the titan of Tipsy's Take, the Horizon Herald, Thomas Weaver.
Wow, brought it to another level tonight on introduction. Appreciate it as always. Another long road trip, but like last year when we went to Huntland, it's one we're more than happy to make, along with a good contingency of Bulldog Nation who's assembled here with us tonight. You know, everybody's excited about the opportunity this Lady Bulldog team has in front of them, a chance at making back-to-back state tournaments. And I think the tough road these Clay County girls have taken to get here has prepared them to seize a moment like this, Daniel. But there's a solid Whitwell team standing in their way.
Yeah, Whitwell's got a good record, but we know what playing in District 7A means. We know what it prepares you for. So when you come into a game like this, sometimes it's a step down in competition, and it'll show tonight, hopefully.
I agree. Of course, we wouldn't be here making this long road trip without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We appreciate them getting on board years ago and sticking with us all the way through this season this year. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's big game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper about the Lady Dawgs in our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. We normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll just summarize Clay County's Region 3A runner-up finish versus Red Bowling Springs. The Lady Dawgs found themselves in a seesaw battle throughout the first three quarters of the title game before Red Bowling Springs rallied late to claim the region crown by outscoring Clay County 19-5 in the fourth quarter. After the game was tied at 35 heading into the final frame, prior to Red Bowling Springs clinching the 54-40 victory late, they also led by 7 at the end of the first and by the same margin midway of the second before Clay County closed out the first half with a 7-0 run and went ahead 25-23 at the break on a Zoe Hayes buzzer-beating three-pointer. Red Bowling Springs then built a 7-point advantage in the third before Hallie Buford and Abby Head combined for a 7-0 run to end the frame in a tie. Both Bella Ashlock and Bradley Burchett then fouled out of the game during the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, and Clay County never recovered as Red Bowling Springs poured on the gas down the stretch to win their first ever region title. Head finished with 12, Buford 10, Burchett 8, Ashlock 4, Zoe Hayes 3, Eliza Jenkins 2, and Madison Hayes 1, Daniel. Kind of a tough one for the Lady Dawgs, one they need to get up off the mat from here tonight.
Yeah, what they've got to remember is that was a good Rayburn Springs team. It's not like it was some huge upset. It's not like they lost to a team that had a losing record. You're looking at a team that after that win, we had identical records with them. I think
right.
We were both 24-5 after that game. And, you know, it's all right. You want to win them all, but that was not elimination basketball. Tonight is. Got to get over it.
Yeah, we expect to see them both, hopefully after tonight, moving on. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in your Dell Hall Horizon from that game and tonight's. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest Free Game Show as we get ready for Clay County at Whitwell here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show from Whipple, Tennessee. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls Sectional Update. 16 Class A teams are left in the state of Tennessee tonight here in just a few hours' time. That's going to be cut to 8, and 8 of those squads headed to the Glass House in Murfreesboro for the state tournament that will start on Thursday for Class A this coming week. So here's the Big 8 matchups that are going on tonight across the state. North Green, the winner of Region 1, plays Oneida, the runner-up from Region 2. Coalfield, the winner of Region 2, playing Cleveland, the runner-up from Region 1. Whitwell, the winner of Region 3, hosting Clay County, of course, the runner-up from Region 4. Rayburn Springs tonight, the winner of Region 4, hosting Van Buren County, who were the runner-up from Region 3. Moving to the west part of the state, we see Region 5 winner Wayne County hosting the runner-up from Region 6, Houston County. McKenzie, the winner of Region 6, hosts Moore County, the runner-up of Region 5. Gleason, the winner of Region 7, is hosting Westwood, the runner-up from Region 8. And finally, MAHS, the winner of Region 8, is hosting Dresden, the runner-up from Region 7. So this field is going to be cut down tonight in these elimination games to 8. The bracket has already been set for the state tournament. If Clay County's girls were to advance, they would play on Thursday at 1:15 from the Murphy Center, and the opponent would be the winner of the Gleason-Westwood game. Of course, Coach Sims, probably Gleason the favorite in that one. Hopefully, we're the favorite in this one, so win, lose, or draw, somebody going to be playing Thursday, March the 10th at 1:15. The Whitwell Clay County winner against the Gleason Westwood winner. So a big week of basketball coming up. Of course, Division II tournaments have been taking place at Tennessee Tech. I think their championships were today. And the public schools will start this coming Thursday. So exciting time, Coach.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, if you're a coach or a player, this is the time of the year that you want to still be playing. You know, it's, well, I've said before, you know, this is sub-state night. Especially to get to play at home. You know, it's the best atmosphere you can play in, but still, you know, the year we won the state, I was just tickled to death to get to play in that game.
Yeah.
I felt like we could come down here and win and go to the state tournament. We did. We came down here, didn't have too much trouble. I think we were up 17 or 18 at halftime, ended up winning by 20 or 22 or something like that. But, you know, it just kind of catapulted us on to the next week and where we, you know, made a run and brought the gold ball home. And I think these girls can do it too. You know, I really think they can. They'll play like they have the last few weeks, you know. And we, like you talked about earlier, we didn't play that bad Wednesday night. Red Barn just played a really good game. And,
they
did. You know, it was just one of those games we got beat. But we're still playing. That's the main thing.
There you go. Folks, that has been the girls' section of update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. Going to go ahead right now on this CarQuest pregame show, transitioning to Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, you know, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs need to turn that region final disappointment into sub-state motivation tonight in order to take advantage of this huge opportunity in front of them. And I think that's what you're going to see out of this Clay County team tonight, one that plays with a little chip on their shoulder and one ready to prove they belong in the upcoming state tournament. You know, if they come into this one with that kind of mentality, I think you're going to see them get back to those back-to-back state tournaments, and who knows what can happen from there. I don't know a whole lot about Whitwell. I know they're a solid team, and that's about it, but I know a man that's no stranger to these type of games that probably does. Break it down for us, Coach.
Well, I'm like you. I don't know a whole lot about them. That's what little Matt told me. He said they're mainly a 1-2-2, 3-2 defensive team, mostly zone, you know. You know, sometimes that can give you problems according to how they're playing it. And, you know, if you can, if they're going to double down, somebody's going to be open out on the floor. We just got to find that. You know, I used to try to attack the high post, go high-low against that. That usually gives them some trouble, but our girls have played against pretty much everything. You know, we just got to play our game and, you know, not get in foul trouble. And, you know, if you can't get jacked up playing this game, you know, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
You know?
Coach, these squads met twice last year in regular season play. Clay County won both of them 60-50 and 59-50. So both of them close games. I don't know about Whitwell. Obviously, we have a lot of girls back from that. Can you glean information from that power of contest last year for tonight?
Not really. I know we scrimmaged them in the preseason. Matt said it was a real close game, and they started having trouble with our press, and we go on like a 20-0 run, end up beating them pretty good, but I don't look for that to happen tonight. I think they'll handle probably our press. And
hopefully that will hold true. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Time now, folks, for the State Farm Girls starting lineups. The national anthem has been played here at Whitwell High School, and it's time for sub-state basketball. These lineups are brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke of State Farm, the home team tonight, the Whitwell Lady Tigers, their head coach Eric Zinson. They are the champions of Region 3A, a 25-8 record this season. Tonight they wear their white home jerseys. Looks like they have black numerals and letters on, trimmed in red. starting for Whipple, a senior, number 3, Jamie Robbins. A junior, number 13, Courtney Zinson. A senior, number 20, Liddy Zinglinski. A senior, number 30, Maria Basham. A junior, number 35, Addie Colbert. The visiting team tonight on the scoreboard, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the runners-up out of Region 4A. Head coach Mount Walker in his sixth season overall, 129 wins to 61 losses, a 24-5 record this season. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. Clay County wearing their black travel jerseys tonight, gold numerals on them trimmed in white. What a crowd we have here in front of us. Those State Farm Girls starting lineups are brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. A deafening cheer coming up the Whipple faithful as their announcers are being, starters are being announced here. I hope you can hear me at home. I can barely hear myself. These teams meeting for the sixth time, to my knowledge, only 5 prior meetings that I know of. The first one coming in the 2012 sectional contest that Coach Sims won and went on with his Lady Dogs to win the state title a couple games later. The teams met in 2016. They met in the 2019 region semifinal. And they met twice last year in regular season play. Coach Sims, here's a interesting stat. Clay County's never lost to Whipple.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I know the 2 times I played them, I think we beat them. And I guess Matt's teams have also.
Coach Walker in his 4 sectional contest, he has a 1-2 record in this particular round. It's time to get it on. Hallie Buford steps in, controls the tip. Zoe Hayes with it, steps across the timeline. You'll have to bear with me as I learn the Whipple starters. Pass inside to Burchett. Kicked out to Abby Head. Three-pointer no good. Rebound. Courtney Zinson. Zinson with it into the front court. Kicks to Rollins. Her long two-pointer in and out no good. Rebound Burchett. It's actually kicked out of bounds by number 20, Biddy Zingsley. I'll probably say that last name several ways tonight. Maybe I'll settle on something. Maybe just call her by her first name as you suggested, Thomas. We'll stick with Lily. Clay County with the basketball. 7:30 mark, first quarter. Abby Head left wing. Hallie Buford right wing. Now Hayes out top. They swing it to Jenkins in the corner. Eliza with it. Surveys the defense. Works back to Buford. Now in the corner to Head. Back across to Jenkins. Eliza thought about a 3. Dishes instead to Zoe Hayes. Zoe drives. Floater in the lane. Good. Clay County 2. Whipple 9. 1 minute into this first quarter. Clay County using pressure here. Trying to keep the Lady Tigers from getting across the half court. A turnover. Johnny Burchett with a steal. She dishes off to Zoe Hayes. She swings to Buford. Inside to Bradley. Now outside the head, three-pointer from the corner, no good. Got her on rebound though, works it to Buford, she scores. Clay County 4, Whipple 9, 6:35 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County with the pressure again, Whipple beats it this time, they get it into their own front court. Lily with it at left wing. She's been defended by Jenkins, eyes all over her, should have been a 5-second count. No whistles blow, though. They work to Robbins at left wing. Now in the hands of Zinson at right wing. Back out top. Three-pointer taken. Now a long two-pointer. Taken and hit by Andy Colbert, number 35. 6-minute mark, first quarter. Clay County 4, Whipple 2. Zoe Hayes right wing. Eliza Jenkins right corner. Abby Head out top. Working the perimeter. Now inside the Burchett. Pass is knocked away by Zinson.
He started in that 3-2, but he switched to a 2-3 now.
The zone definitely slowing the penetration of Clay County down so far and packing it in on Bradley Burchett.
Buford, 3-pointer, good. Knocked it down from the left corner. Clay County 7, Whipple 2. 5:35 and ticking first quarter. Clay County trying to advance. A timeout taken by Whipple. 5:32 mark. Whipple having trouble with the press. Hey, Coach Eric Zinsen.
Look a little shaky against this press. We're really not putting that much pressure on the ball. Just trying to make her make a decision on where to throw it. She's kind of having a problem.
So, Coach, early in this one, 5:32 mark, but 7-2 already for Clay County.
Hey.
And, you know, Whipple just seems a little shell-shocked in this first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, when you go through district, go ahead.
Keeping the ball out of Bradley's hands pretty much. I mean, she's got it in there, but she's been doubled, but Hattie's been able to knock down a couple of shots. Zoe penetrated and got one, so we just show patience. We'll get some good shots.
Whipple on the inbound. Zinsen works against Hayes. Works it to Rollins at right wing. Now back to Zinsen. Jump shot, right elbow, partially deflected by Buford. First foul of the game called, I believe, senior Eliza Jenkins picks up the personal. Thomas, comment on this atmosphere.
Well, I thought we saw a pretty good one at East Robertson High School the other night. I don't know if you get much better than this.
Substate basketball, Class A style, two small communities, and they have poured out for this one. Whipple on the inbound. Basham with it, top of the key. Basham looks uncomfortable out there. She's a post player. Works it back over to Colbert. Basham back with it. She fires a three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound by Annie Burchett. Burchett to Hayes. Zoe across the timeline. Buford down left wing. Jenkins in right wing. Eliza looks inside. Burchett defended though, so Eliza going to dribble out top. Kicks over to Zoe Hayes. Now back to Eliza. Now Buford, right corner, three-pointer. Too strong. Rebound Hayes, but a turnover. Zoe couldn't hang on to it. Whipple takes back over.
You mentioned Jenkins with the only foul so far. We're midway of this first quarter, and the referees seem to be letting them play underneath.
I would imagine in a big elimination game like this, an official would want to try to keep themselves out of it as much as possible.
Yeah, you'd think. Most of the time they do, but I've had some terribly called sub-state games.
Of course, Coach, you've coached in 14 of them, won 10 of them, only lost four. Such a high-pressure round, but you had a lot of success in it.
Yeah, we did.
Whipple with the ball. They come back and score a bucket. Jamie Rollins from right block. That makes it 7-4. Clay County in front by three. A steal by Zinsen, but she's over and back. Abby Head was the ball handler. Zinsen doing a nice job of defending her. Fortunately, it was an over and back on Zinsen. Clay County maintains possession.
Yeah, we kind of got lucky there.
Lady Dogs on the inbound. Halfway through this first quarter. 4 minutes on the clock. 7-4 the score. Clay County leads by three. Hayes, three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound. Ella Grace Harvey. Harvey passes ahead, and nobody's home. It goes out of bounds. A turnover. Clay County back in possession.
You can see that Whipple's having trouble with the full court pressure of Clay County. I haven't really got the payoff from it yet, but they're having trouble getting the ball.
At least we're getting the ball back, you know. Love her turning it over.
Bella Ashlock has checked into the contest. They push in down low to her. She kicks back up to Buford. Now back out top. Zoe Hayes, three-pointer, no good. Up the right side of the rim. Rebound Zinsen. Whipple with it. 3:20 mark, first quarter. Clay County 7, Whipple 4. Lady Tigers work into the post. Now out to Robbins at right wing. Back in the hands of Lizzie. Out top. Back to Robbins. Nobody in the paint for the Lady Tigers right here.
No.
Now they set a couple posts in there. Screen set out top. Three-pointer taken. Top of the key. No good. Rebound Buford. It was Colbert on the missed three-pointer. Abby Head with it. Right wing. Now Buford. Now Burchett. Right corner. Back out top to Zoe Hayes. Inside to Ashok, high post, good ball movement. Buford with it. She drives and travels. Went through some contact, but they called the travel. 2:33 mark, first quarter. score has not changed in a couple minutes now. It's still Clay County 7, Whitmore 4. Zingsley with it. The left wing. Abby head all over her. Back home, that would have been a 5-second call. Down south tonight, it was not. Harvey with it inside. Works it back out now to Colbert. She drives and she travels. Oh, foul.
A little hip check there from Hallie Buford, Daniel, but the defensive intensity from Clay County is right where you want it to be.
Yeah,
they're really out guard, aren't they?
They're out up.
Lady Tigers inbound. Who's that foul on? Hallie Buford. She picks up her first. Clay County's second team foul. Zinson right wing on the inbound. Kicks out top to Zingsley. Zingsley now with it in the corner. Dribbles back out top. Bella Ashlock defending her. They kick to Colbert. She fires a three and hits it. We're tied up at 7. The Whipple fans love it. Whipple has never been to a state tournament. That is what they're playing for tonight. Clay County playing for the first back-to-back appearance in the state tournament in 20 years. A 102, the last time that we had consecutive trips to Murfreesboro. Minute 30 mark, first quarter, tied up at 7. Bella Ashlock off of the travel. That's the second travel in 3 possessions for Clay County.
Yeah.
They're trying to get it in the paint, Clay County is, against this zone. And honestly, Whitwell doing a great job keeping the ball out of Burgett's hands at this point.
It's going to be hard to win if we can get something going inside every now and then.
Ball taken away from the Tigers by Burgett. Pass ahead to Ashlock, knocked out of bounds. By Zingsley. Clay County going to inbound from in front of the Lady Tiger bench. The Lady Dogs are shooting at the hoop to our left as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here at Whitwell High School. The Lady Tigers working at the hoop right in front of us here to our right. Clay County with the ball. Game tied up 7-7. 1 minute left. First quarter inside to Ashlock. Bella out top now to head. Swung to Buford. Back to Burchett baseline. She drives. Shots up. Good. Clay County back in front, 9-7.
That time got a little separation with the two folks left right there, Daniel. Ashlock at the free throw line, Burchett on the baseline.
Lots of contact on this end. No foul call against Clay County, though. Abby Head with it. Full court pass to Burchett. The full court pass actually went to Bella Ashlock. She picked up an assist as she fed it to Burchett. Lady Tigers trying to answer with a three. No good. Rebound Burchett. Clay County with momentum. 15 seconds left. 11-7 the score here at the end of the first quarter. 4 points to advantage. Zoe Hayes with it out top. Down to 7 seconds. Now in the corner. Back out top to Zoe. Down to 2 seconds. Inside to Burchett. Shot it. Clay County adds 2 points off the hands of Bradley Burchett from left block to finish up the first quarter with a bang. 13-7, Clay County leads by 6.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs.
Did you know?
Back here live for second quarter action. Whitwell with the basketball because Clay County controlled the tip.
Clay County had 13-7 thanks to 6 straight points to close out the first quarter, Daniel, by Riley Burchett.
Three-pointer missed by Whitwell. Rebound Eliza Jenkins. Eliza with a full head of steam into the front court. sets up at left wing, inside the Burchett. Power move, shots up to the left. Charlie Burchett is on fire. A tough shot, Coach Sam.
Yeah, it was, but you made it.
7:25 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County extends that run Thomas talked about, 15-7. They lead by 8 more points than the Lady Tigers have at this point. Whipple with it, out top in the hands of Zingsley. She works at the high post now to Basham. Back to Zingsley, 3-4, good. Lily Zingsley stops the bleeding for Whipple, making it 15-10. Clay County up by 5.
Just when I was thinking Colbert was their only offensive threat, Daniel, Zingsley buries one from deep.
Had a good stroke on it. Abby Head being well defended by Rollins gets off to Jenkins. Eliza with it. Passes inside a little high for Ashlock. Rebound Lady Tigers. They have it. Layup no good. Good defense by Eliza to disrupt the layup. Rebound this end by Buford. Ahead to Abby Head. Spins in the paint. Shot up no good. Rebound Zinson. Whipple back with it. Playing quickly. Both teams. 6:15 and ticking, second quarter. But we've got a one-possession ball game, 15-12. After Zinson, I believe it was, knocks down a jump shot from the free throw line.
They've done a really good job on her so far, but she kind of got loose in transition that time.
Great response from Whipple right here, Daniel, to get back in this one quickly.
Inside to Buford, six-foot jumper's no good, but she's fouled. Hallie going to go to the line to shoot. Buford solid from that point on the floor. On the season coming into tonight, we see she's a 77% free throw shooter. Has hit 75 of 97. Misses on that first one. Zoe Hayes checking back in. Abby Head checking out. On the floor for Clay County, Bella Ashlock, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, who misses her second free throw, and Bradley Burchett. Ball ricochets off the rim and out of bounds. Whipple basketball. 5:54 mark, second quarter. Clay County leads by 3, 15-12. Tigers get across the timeline. Long two-pointer taken and hit by Colbert.
That old girl shoots it pretty good.
Yes, she does. She's the tallest player they have,
yeah.
But she's an outside shooter. 15-14, one-point contest. Sub-state action here from Whipple High School. Clay County 15, Whipple 14. Whipple with a steal. They take it away from Clay County, and Bradley Burchett called for the personal foul. Burchett trying to regain possession of the ball and got a little too much body.
We saw Clay County go on that late first quarter run. It was a lot about transition. They were really pushing the ball up the floor. I'd like to see that happen again, but Whipple's got to miss a shot for that to happen.
Zingsley inside, running right up good. Did it with her left hand from the left block. Whipple reclaims the lead. I don't know if they have led unless they went up 2-0.
Now, first lead of the ball game, it was tied at 7 with about 2 minutes to go in the first, Daniel, before Burchett went on her run.
5-minute mark, second quarter. Whipple 16, Clay County 15. Jenkins with it, right wing, kicks across to Buford. Now Burchett, left corner. She drives baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Dolly Burchett playing as well offensively as we have seen her play this year. Jenkins with a good defense almost takes it away from the Lady Tigers. Whipple maintains it, though. Basham with it. Kicks it down to Rollins. Now taken away by the senior. Jenkins across the timeline. She's fouled. No whistles blow, though. Loose ball on the floor. Eliza was knocked to the floor.
Yeah, he should have been a foul.
Well, they let that contact go. A jump ball called as Hallie Buford and a Lady Tiger both had possession. A physical game here tonight. Clay County with possession. The arrow was in their favor. Whipple had it to start the quarter. Hayes inbounds. Ashlock, right wing, drives inside, kicks to Buford. Three-pointer, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Colbert. Colbert works it to Vincent. Now cross court to Rollins. Long two-pointer. No good off the rim. Goes out of bounds. Clay County takes it back over. Coach Sims, this second quarter's been full of action.
Yes, it has. a lot of people rolling around on the floor and stuff.
17-16, Clay County back in front by one, halfway through the quarter.
You know, action slowed down a little bit. We can actually hear each other think right now, guys. Both of these crowds really going at it early in this one. Clay County's got a huge contingency that's followed them down here to Whitwell. This whole visitor side is full, and, of course, the home side is too.
Zoe Hayes with it out top for Clay County. Works to Ashok. Now Birch at baseline. She kicks back out to Bella. Cross court to Cherokee. Tried to go inside to high post where Burchard was waiting. Ball kicked, though, by Whipple. Clay County to inbound from their own baseline off to our left. Zoe Hayes going to try to work it in. Joining her on the floor, Burchard, Upton, Buford, and Ashok. Inbound pass stolen, though, by Whipple. Zinson with it. Kicks to a teammate. The three-pointer no good by Zingsley. Once again, it goes out of bounds, and Clay County takes back over. 3:27 mark, second quarter, Clay County 17, Whipple 16.
I think we need to get back in that high-low game with Ashlock at the free throw line, try to beat this zone inside.
Yeah, that's what I'd try to attack.
Upton, three-pointer, right corner, no good. Rebound, Colbert. Colbert puts it to the floor, keeps it herself. Now kicks to Rollins at right wing. The point guard kicks it back to Zingsley. Three-pointer, left corner, good. Zingsley hits her second three-pointer of the night. And Whipple up by two, 19-17. Clay County needing to answer. Buford out top. 2:50 mark, second quarter. Now Upton, now inside the Ashok. Bella shot from right off. Blocked by Rollins. It goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. Bella going to come out. Abby Head come back in.
You talk about Lily Zinkley. She's got 8 points in this quarter, Daniel. 2 threes, just like you say, for Whitwell.
Upton with it on the inbound. Works it to Abby Head. Now Buford out top. Back to Cherokee. Open look at a three. Left corner too strong. Rebound. Burchett, no, it was not Burchett. It was Basham for the Lady Tigers. Colbert now with it. She's got a hot hand. Slings it to Zingsley. High post in the hands of Basham at the free throw line.
Good matchup right here between Hallie Buford and Colbert, Daniel. Similar size bodies. They're long, they're lean, and they can both play.
Zinson with it. Now Rollins out top. Now Zingsley defending by Head. Inside to Colbert, long two-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Whitwell leads by two, 19-17. Clay County with a big possession here. Hopefully they can tie or take a lead depending on shot selection. Left corner, Buford, cross court to Hayes. Three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound Burchett, put back, good. Riley hustling well into double figures on the night already.
Yeah, she's got 12, Daniel. Six in each quarter so far. When she gets the ball in the paint, you know where it's going.
Abby Head all over Zingsley. They must not call 5 seconds down here for defensive proximity. That's the third time I think I've mentioned what I would have liked to have seen called that tonight. Each set of officials is different. During the region tournament, it was 3 seconds that they focused on.
Riley.
Yeah, Riley Burchett picks up her second on what the Clay County fans who made the trip south thought was a charge. Not the case, though. Burchett called for the personal. It was Courtney Zinson who was driving the left side of the lane when Burchett had contact with her. Now she's at the line shooting two. First was good. Whitwell back in front by one. After Burchett cleaned up that last missed shot and scored the bucket, we were tied at 19. Zinson's free throw makes it 20-19. Second one's away, also good. 21-19, 1 minute left, second quarter. It's been a good first half of action between two of the remaining 16 teams across the state in Class A. A steal by the Lady Tigers. An inside pass taken away from the Lady Dogs. Zingsley with it. Gives to Colbert. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Clay County. It was Burchett. She works to Hayes. Hayes to Head. Hand to Buford at left wing. Halley now back out to Abbey out top. With 35 seconds, the junior guard looks to head coach Matt Walker. And they reset the play. Holding perhaps for the last shot here. A bit of a change on the zone. Back to maybe a 3-2 here, or 1-2-2.
Yeah, they've been in that most of the game, but they've switched to a 2-3, you know, every now and then. They play it really good, though, I'll tell you.
Down to 10 seconds and ticking. Zoe Hayes with it. Left wing. Kicks to Ashok. Now back to Abby Head. We're down to 5 seconds in the corner. Pass taken away by Vanson. She's got a chance to get it off before the buzzer, and does. I'm going to wait till the Lady Tiger crowd quiets down for a second. First half of play ends here at Whipple High School. The Lady Tigers with a layup after a stolen pass at the buzzer, giving them a 4-point lead, 23-19, over visiting Clay County. It's time for the Papa Girl Buddy Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here for the Sweet 16 sectional round at Whitwell High School, where Whitwell leads Clay County by four here at halftime. It's 23-19. For Whitwell, they're being led by Addie Colbert with 7 points, and Lily Zinksley has 8. Courtney Zinson has 6, and Jamie Rollins has 2 points. Clay County led 13-7, up by 6 at the end of the first quarter, and then got up by as many as 8 to start that quarter, as Riley Burchett scored 8 of her 12 in that stretch before Whitwell rallied late to take this 4-point halftime lead. She's got a dozen at halftime. Zoe Hayes, 2, and Hallie Buford has 5 for Clay County. Not much free throws to speak of in this contest. Clay County is 0 of 2 from the line, while Whitwell is 2 of 2. Again, Clay County leads Whitwell leads Clay County 23-19 here at halftime of the Girls Class A sectional round. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. The teams just re-entered the floor. That's why everybody's cheering. Letting them calm down. All right, here we go. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local lumbers Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here's tonight's girls trivia question. In 1994, the Lady Dogs appeared in their 6th consecutive sub-state game and were trying to win their 3rd in a row. They had to travel to Brentwood Academy after dropping the region championship game to Clark Range. Head coach Joe Sims and his ladies went on to beat the Lady Eagles of Brentwood Academy 49-31 and battled their way into the state championship game for the 2nd time in 3 years. What Lady Dog player had 11 rebounds in that state sectional win against Brentwood Academy? Brentwood Academy coach, certainly a team that you won't find in the same division with Clay County anymore.
No, they were, of course, you know, a well-known private school for football mainly, but they had a pretty good girls team that year.
Y'all handled them pretty easily, 49-31. Of course, you had an outstanding squad.
I did. You know, we were really experienced. I had you know, Webb Burchett, two Denton girls that had played for 3 years, you know, and, you know, we could play with about anybody. But a slow-paced game, best I remember. And
is he eligible? Sam Daniels has sent in the correct answer. Who won the last trivia?
Amber Strong
did. All right, Sam, you are eligible. He says Melissa Denton, and that's 100% right. You mentioned her a second ago, Coach. Sam already sent it in prior to that, though.
Her and Crystal Davis, I didn't know which one it'd be, but I thought it'd be one of them because they were my two post players. But I remember that game when I was preparing for it. I looked at a bunch of film, and I finally saw a weakness in Brentwood Academy against pressure. Because we played a 1-3-1 at that time, and I extended Webb and Burchett and Lori Denton out to the center line if they had to, and we just harassed them all night. They could never get in any kind of a offensive rhythm, you know, and we handled them, you know, pretty good.
This third quarter action is back underway. Whitwell with the ball first. They have switched into the floor. They're working the hoop to our left. They can't even be shooting into the hoop to our right. So congratulations to Sam Daniels, and thank you to local Subway owners, Greg and Melissa Brandon, who are my Bulldog fans, to check out the newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches.
Good.
A turnover, a travel by the Lady Tigers. A couple more people have messaged in also after we announced it. Rob Weir correct with it. Hannah Bowles also correct with it. So several there that got it, but Sam Daniels the winner tonight. Here we go. Time to reclaim this lead. Clay County trails by 4. 7:15 and ticking. Third quarter. Zoe Hayes, left wing. Now Buford, right wing. Abby head in the corner. Jenkins on baseline. Eliza with it. Circles out top. Back to Hattie. Zoe dangerously close there to the half-court line. Now she kicks to Buford. Now baseline Burchett. Coach, what are we looking for here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, with this 3-2
defense at the high post.
3-2 defense is really giving us trouble.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
It's a problem.
Hattie Buford fires a three, right wing, no good. Rebound Zinson for the Lady Tigers. Webb 23, Clay County 19, 6:35 and ticking, third quarter. Basham with it. She's not taking but one shot on that. She dishes off to Zinski. Now Colbert, now Basham, left wing. They don't even guard her, Coach. She dishes up to Rollins, back to Basham. Thought about a long two.
Good try.
Now fires it, no good. Rebound Jenkins. So not guarding Basham pays off that time as she missed the shot. Eliza with it, crosses the timeline. The veteran guard sets up at left wing, kicks it out now to Hayes, now Abby. Clay Kenny swings around the birch, and she drives baseline, loses the handle, picked up by the Lady Tigers.
Vincent
into the front court, sets up, drives the left side of the lane, kicks to Zingsley, three-pointer, no good. Basham saves it. Culver now into the paint, she kicks it, unfortunately, right into the hands of Zingsley. Back to Basham, now Zinson. Screen set by Colbert. Zinson fires a three. No good. Rebound Abby Head. 5:30 and ticking. Third quarter.
We need to find somebody to score. I don't know how, but get out that shot, I think.
Buford with it. Now Head. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:24 mark here of this third quarter. So we're going to play one ahead. Webb will lead you by 4. 23-19. We'll be right back.
Signs.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter of the Class A sectional at Whitwell, where Clay County still trails by 4 points. No buckets so far in the second half, Daniel.
Yeah.
There's the one on Abby Hayes.
We need
that. Right corner. 1 point now difference in the score. Whitwell 23, Clay County 22. And just like that, it feels completely different, Coach.
Well, I said at halftime, Abby needs to, you know, get involved. We can't win without her scoring some.
5 minute mark, third quarter. Wiggle with the ball. Zinsen kicks to Basham. Free throw range jumper, no good. Rebound Buford. Now to Jenkins. Eliza going to push it across the half court. Into the front court. Kicks to Hayes. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Burchett. Brownie putting it back up off the glass. She fouled. Burchett going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul called against Colbert. And honestly, in the first half, I don't remember, but maybe one team foul. I guess Whipple. Maybe two.
There wasn't a whole lot of fouls called on either team.
That's right. Burchett misses the front end. Yeah, I mean, for us, Halle Buford's got one, Bradley Burchett two, and Eliza Jenkins one. I think that's it. Burchett misses both of those free throws.
That don't happen often.
4:35 mark, third quarter. Clay trailing by one. Zinsen into the front court, hits the jump shot in the paint. Whipple back up by three, 25-22. Hayes to Burchett. Burchett in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound Basham. They are letting them play.
Yeah.
Rollins loses the handle. Bradley Burchett laying out.
They call a foul on that.
Bradley laid out to get the ball and incidentally took down Eliza Jenkins, but a foul called on Bradley, and that's her third.
Yeah.
I don't like that call.
I don't either.
She wasn't going for a player, going for the ball. A Whipple player didn't even have possession at the time. Burchett goes to the bench with three personals. So the leading scorer on the season and in this contest, Thomas, on the bench for head coach Mount Walker with three fouls.
Yeah, and she's just laying it all on the line right there, diving for a loose ball on the floor. And I guess they said that she cut the Whipple player's legs out.
Offensive foul call now for it. Perhaps a makeup call for Burchett's third personal. I'll have to check the scoreboard, see who got the foul. Looks like Zingsley picks up her first. Clay County with one team foul the second half. Whitmore with two. Lady Dogs trail by three. 25-22. Whitmore with that advantage. Clay County with the ball.
A little different look here from Clay County. We've got Buford at the free throw line and Ashlock on the post trying to beat this 3-2 zone. Takes you got to get it under that first level at the free throw line first.
Yeah, I
kind of
like that. He's went now to different set.
Hallie Buford, right corner. Hayes, left wing three. Oh, Hayes with her first triple of the contest. 3:33 mark, third quarter, tied up at 25. Class A sectional round. Whitwell trying to advance to their first ever state tournament appearance. Clay County trying to make it back for their second year in a row. It would be their 11th overall. Clay County will steal. Zoe Hayes, who just hit the three, takes it away from Whitwell, gives to Jenkins. Eliza drives, kicks to Buford. Back to Zoe, inside the middle. Pass taken away by Whitwell. Zinsen heads the other way. She's into the front court. Kicks over to Zingsley. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Basham. Her putback. Good. Basham with her first bucket of the night. Abby head into the front corner. Layup
they
no good. Rebound Buford.
They won't call a foul, Hardy.
No, they won't.
That should have been a foul right there.
Abby head took a lot of contact. Fortunately, Buford rebounded that ball. Clay County back with it here. 2.5 mark, minute mark, third quarter. Clay County trailing by two. Jenkins, baseline, kicks to the Hayes. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Buford. No. Rebound Zingsley. Whipple with it. Zingsley. Has it stolen away by Zoe Hayes. She dishes to Abby Head. Abby going to slow it down. Kicks it to Jenkins in the corner. Eliza drives inside. Kicks back to Abby. Three-pointer. Left wing. Ooh, no good. Hallie Buford saves it. Steps out of bounds. Bradley Burchett comes back with three personals to try to play the last 2 minutes of this third quarter.
Zoe Hayes, the senior, playing big, Daniel. Back-to-back steals on Whipple possession. She's scored the last points for Clay County with that three. You see these seniors stepping up late here for Clay County.
Minute 50 and ticking. Third quarter. Whipple 27. Clay County 25. Three-pointer by Colbert. No good. Whipple with the rebound.
They call a foul on that.
Yeah. And it's Burchett, I believe.
Thank you on good ash lock.
Ash lock. Good. I don't know, not that it's good for Bella to foul, but we did not need Burchett with her four. Bella only had one. Now she has her. No, she didn't have any. So that's the first foul against Ashlock. Colbert to the line. Misses the first free throw. It's a two-point game right now. Whipple leads by two, 27-25. Minute 43 left in the third. Colbert hits the second free throw. On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Riley Burchett, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, and Bella Ashlock. Head across the timeline. Runs the point. Hands off to Hayes. Now Ashlock left wing. Minute and a half left in the frame. Hayes with it. In the right corner. Back to Buford out top. Just passing around the perimeter, and Whipple knocks it out of bounds. Whipple's done a good job tonight getting her hands on some of these KK passes.
They've done a great job defensively. We've done a good job defensively, too. I mean, this is a low-scoring game. In the 20s, third quarter's almost over.
Yeah, very low scoring. A little different look again from Coach Walker here. He's got five out, nobody in the paint. It's kind of a passing cut type deal, Daniel. Hayes grabs the basket and finishes.
Zoe Hayes from right block has the bucket. Clay County trailing by one, 28-27. Another foul call. Clay County picks it up. Was it Ashlock again?
Yeah, probably.
Bella Ashlock picks up her second personal. Still in good shape, though. The only person with more than two is Bobby Merchant. She plays with three. Colbert in the line. Hits the free throw. 29-27. We apologize for the loudness. There's simply nothing we can do about it. It's a madhouse in here. 30-27 after Colbert hits the second. Clay County back with the ball. 50 seconds left in the third. Zoe Hayes steps across the timeline, looks to Coach Walker, communicates with him, now sends the information to her teammates. 40 seconds and ticking. Zinson content to let Zoe take time off the clock.
Now, Coach Sims, it's tough to hold the ball and run a last-minute play against the zone, isn't it?
Well, yeah, to run the play, it's not too hard to hold. Of course,
right,
our crowd's having a fit over here because we're not. But, I mean, if we, you know, score, they're going to have a chance to score, so this is probably the best thing to do.
15 seconds and taken. Now 10. Abby Head with it, gives to Burchett, back out to Hayes. Hayes drives, has it knocked away. Foul going to be called.
They call the foul.
Foul is called against Whipple, number three, Jamie Rollins. So 5 seconds left, Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Plenty of time to run anything in the book. Hayes to inbound. Works it into Buford out top. Clock starts, 4 seconds. And she travels. The sophomore took an extra step prior to firing the three.
We hadn't handled these end of quarter situations too good. That's the second time we've turned it over.
A steal on the inbound. Desperation three, not in time. Nor was it any good. Third quarter has ended. Whipple in the Class A sectional leads by three, 30-27 over Clay County at the end of the third.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
8 minutes to go here in the Class A sectional at Whitwell High School with the Lady Dogs of Clay County trail the Lady Tigers 30-27, Daniel. Clay County scored 8, Whitwell 7 in that third quarter, so not many points here in this one. Riley Burchett still leads the way, all scores with 12.
Clay County with the ball to open up this fourth quarter. Now some fouls being called. Zinson called for the reach in. Her first personal, so no Tiger in any kind of foul trouble. The only Lady Dog that's in foul trouble is Bradley Burchett, who has 3. Abby Head with it on the inbound. Kicks the ass shot. Now Buford, three-pointer left wing. Yeah! Hallie Buford ties it up. 30-30.
Oh,
and a turnover. Whitwell loses the basketball. And Clay County with a chance, coach, to take a lead. What a moment.
Yeah. That was a big shot. Just need to make a few more of them.
Oh, they're saying Whitwell ball.
How? That's the third ball. We didn't touch it.
Well, the official was saying it was tipped, so.
I didn't see it.
The Clay County fans upset. We're tied up 30-30. 7.5 minute mark of this fourth quarter. Whitwell inbound. They work it into Rollins. Out top. Now Zingsley. Foul called against Abby Head.
They call that. They didn't call some of this stuff down there under our basket.
First foul for Abby.
I think so.
Whitwell to inbound. 30-30. 7:25 left in regulation. Zinson, three-pointer. No good. Rebound Merchant. Riley with it. Riley Merchant with possession of the ball, and she was fouled. Clay County going to have it here. Foul was against Basham. Her first. No pressure from Whitwell. Zoe going to be able to take all the time she wants, walking it down the floor. 7:15 mark, fourth quarter, 30-30. Clay County looking for a lead. Buford, left wing, cross court to Abby Head. Now Burchett baseline in the corner. Kicks back out to Abby. Hayes, now Buford left wing, back across to Abby. Clay County just passing around the perimeter here. Abby Head gonna drive, into the paint. Kicks back out to Hayes, now Jenkins at the elbow, back to Buford, three-pointer. Yeah! Hallie Buford with a hot hand. That's her second three-pointer of the fourth quarter. Definitely redeeming that trouble on the inbound in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Great defense here by Clay County, putting a lot of pressure on the Lady Tigers. 6:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. 33-30. Clay County leads. Jenkins with good defense. Knocks the pass away. Lady Tigers end up picking it up. Vinson, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Hayes. Kicks to Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline. Weaves into the top of the key. Kicks it to Head, right corner. She drives baseline. Gives to Burchett. Burchett with it. Left block. Shot. Timeout taken by Whitwell. Listen to this Clay County crowd.
Best little swearing we've had in a while.
They take a full timeout. So at the 5:56 mark of this fourth quarter, Clay County leads by 2 possessions, 35-30. We'll play one and come back.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Whipple inbounding after this timeout. Jensen with it, works across the timeline, works to the left now, and a foul called against Zoe Hayes. That's going to be Zoe's first, so we can play pretty aggressively defensively there and not be in trouble. Here's the one thing you don't want to do, get Whipple into the bonus and let them take free throw shots. So each team right now with five team fouls. Rollins with it for Whitmore on the inbound. Works over to Zinsky. Jenkins all over. Eliza staying right with her. Should have a 5-second count. She has not broken it. Zinsky gets rid of it. Jenkins hustling almost takes it away. Whitmore hangs on once again. 5:25 and ticking here. Whitmore desperately trying to get points. Clay County on a run. They have a 5-point lead, 35-30. This Lady Dog defense doing their job. Whitmore can't even get inside the three-point arc. Zinsen now penetrates. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, and a putback by Zinsen is good. 35-32, 4:55 and ticking. Coach Sims, I know I've said a lot, but we should have had a couple defensive 5 seconds off.
Yeah, for sure.
Merchant with it, left block, shot up. And I found call. I held my breath. I was afraid they was going to say she traveled.
That's what I thought.
But a foul call against Whipple. Merchant was knocked to the floor.
That's been the key to this.
Get the shoot on the next one.
Lady Dogs on the inbound. Abby head with it right wing. Bring that key to us, Thomas.
The key to this zone, getting it inside, is Merchant catching it down there in the short corner. Pretty much every time she's caught it at that position, she scored in this ball game, Daniel.
Zoe Hayes, three-pointer, top of the key. Then a wide layup goes out of bounds. 4:26 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County leading by three, 35-32. Zingsley with it. Eliza Jenkins going to be called for a foul. And she didn't, I see, reach out or do anything very aggressive, but a foul call.
Yeah, they're in the one-on-one on the next one now. Both of us are.
Both teams with 16 fouls here. 4:15 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Clay County 35, Whipple 32. Lady Tigers with the ball. Head coach Eric Zinsen furious over there on the sideline. And now the Clay County fans furious over some of these touch fouls. Coach Sims, we went through three quarters and they beat the snot out of each other.
Yeah, I don't understand them.
Now these little touchy fouls. Colbert in the line to shoot the front end of a one-and-one. Hits it. She earns the right to shoot the second. Clay County up by two, 35-33. Colbert's good on both of them. Clay County leads by one halfway through this fourth quarter, 35-34. Buford with it left wing. Gives to Merchant. Cross court to head. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Zinsen. Whipple with a chance to reclaim the lead. Zinsen shakes and banks. Drives the left side. Kicks to Basham. Now Zinsen. And Eliza picks up another foul. Jenkins playing tough. Was a little too aggressive that time. And it looks to be a bit shaken up. She's up under her own power, though. That was the third personal for Jenkins. Eliza going to get a breather here. 3:43 left in the contest. Bella Ashot checks on for her. It's on the floor for Clay County. Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, Riley Burchett, Abby Head, and Bella Ashot. Zinksley in the line. Hits the first. Whipple making some big free throws here.
Yeah.
We're tied up, 35-35. Zingsley releases the second, in and out, no good. Rebound Ashlock, 340 and ticket. You can cut the tension in here with a knife, even if it was a dull one.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. What an atmosphere has been here tonight so far, and what a game.
Clay County with it. Hayes out top. Kicks the Burchett in the corner. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. A full timeout has been taken. 3 minutes and 25 seconds left on this fourth quarter clock. 35-35 the score. We're going to play an ad. Come back before they start. Make sure we don't miss anything.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live from Whipple, Class A sectional, Coach Sims. We're tied up 35-35, about 3.5 minutes left. Would you see anything done differently than what we've been doing?
We just got to, work it. Try to get a good three. We've had a few times where we could penetrate. That's really what you probably want to do right here. But the way they pack it in, it's kind of hard to. So you just got to be patient and get whatever good shots you can.
Ashlock inbounds right in front of us here to Zoe Hayes. Zoe out top, kicks to Abby Head. The junior guard dribbles behind the back, works to the left, hands to Hallie Buford. The sophomore now kicks to senior Zoe Hayes into the corner to Burchett. Baseline drive, gets to the ball, has it taken away. Colbert comes up with it. 3:05 and ticking. Tied up at 35. Whipple with the ball. Zinson out top. Works to Zingsley at left wing. She's hit a couple of threes, but Bella Ashlock denying her a chance here. Still, Bobby Head works it to Hallie Buford. Buford, right block, layup, no good. Buford, though, was fouled.
Yeah, at least they called a foul. Would have been nice if she could hit that, made a three-point play.
Hallie going to go to the line for some big free throws.
Yeah, she gets these.
A wild and rowdy student section across the way trying to disrupt Buford's concentration. Buford makes the first. Thomas, that's a pretty big shot right there of the sophomore.
Yeah, that was huge. She was 0 for 2 before that, Daniel. Missed 2 in the second quarter. Calm and cool knocks that one down.
Clay County up by 1. Buford, second shot, good. 37-35. Time running short here a little. 2:45 left. A lot of timeouts for either squad, though. They can drag this out a long time if they want to. Whipple with it. Zingsley out top, defended by Abby Head. Kicks to Zinson, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Rebound, Abby. Head with it. She's going to slow down, come across the timeline. Coach Walker up, screaming at his girls, making sure everybody knows what's going on. Zoe Hayes hands to Jenkins. Eliza kicks it to Abby out top, 2:15 left. Clay County up by 2. Abby working outside. Zinson comes up, tries to take it away. Now Jenkins in the corner. Eliza Jenkins with great vision finds Hallie Buford. And Clay County's up by 4. 39-35. A two-possession game. Minute 50 left. Zinson out top. She drives the left side. Bradley Burchett's going to pick up her fourth personal. I had a good view of that one. Bradley had the arm straight up, but she threw her hip into her.
Yeah, she did body her a little.
Used her lower body for contact, and the official saw it.
Somebody said over here, Red Bowling got beat.
So Red Bowling has been eliminated.
Yep.
Zinson hits the first free throw. Making it 39-36. Clay County up by 3. Zinson with the second one. Away and good. Minute 44 left in the contest. 39-37. Clay County leads by 2. Timeout has been taken by Whipple. It's a 30-second. We're going to play one and we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live. Clay County going to inbound off to our left. Going to have it full court. Working against a little bit of pressure. Ashlock inbounds it to Hayes. Now back to Bella. Bella works towards the half court line. Gets across it to Abby Head. Abby at right wing. Minute 30 and ticking in this contest. Clay County up by 2, 39-37. Abby Head with it. She's going to be fouled. Abby going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Probably the best free throw shooter on this team. Her and Briley Burchard either one shooting the best percentage. Abby, one of the girls you want at the line in this situation.
No doubt. The junior releases the front end, hits it. Thomas mentioned her percentage.
I don't want to jinx her. I'd rather have her than anybody on the team up there right now.
80% free throw shooter. Hits them both. She hit 84 of 105 coming into the night. It looks smooth on those two. Minute 20 left. Clay County up by 4. 41-37. The black, purple, and gold faithful come to their feet to cheer them off. Whipple with the ball. Zinson, left wing. Works against Zoe Hayes. Now she's at the top of the key. Uses a screen. Kicks to Basham. Down to a minute 5. Zinksley with it. She drives the left side and circles back out. Down to 55 seconds. Clay County, as I said, leads by 4. 41-37. Timeout taken by Whipple. Head coach Eric Zinson wanted to talk to who I assume is his daughter, Courtney Zinson.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Full timeout. They're sitting down. So we're going to play one half. 53.3 seconds left. Clay County leads by 4, 41-37. We'll be right back.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, 53.3 seconds left in regulation at Whipple High School. Clay County leads 41-37. Coming out of this timeout, Whipple's going to have the basketball. They'll be inbounding from the sideline down here in front of us off to our left.
Daniel, I don't think anybody sat down for the last 3 minutes.
Nope, I'm standing too. Whipple works it in. Basham with it, gives to Zinson.
Charge.
I would have liked to have seen a charge call.
Brady spilled too.
But Burchett picks up her fifth foul. Bradley Burchett, I believe, is fouled out of this contest. No, they're saying it's your fourth. I had it wrong.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I thought that was her fifth. Only Burchett's fourth. I missed one somewhere else. Zinson at the line shooting free throws. Hits the first.
We might shoot this one, but probably ain't going to happen.
Bella Ashok checking in for the offensive end. Eliza Jenkins checking out. 50.8 seconds. Zinson fires, hits the other one. Clay County leads by 2, 41-39. Inbound to Abby Head. She's against pressure in a trap. Passes to Zoe Hayes. Zoe loses the ball off the fingertips of the Lady Tiger.
Oh, we got lucky there.
He goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. And now Coach Walker wants a timeout. 43.3 seconds. We're going to stay on our 30-second timeout. Coach Sims, we're up by 2, 41-39, 43 seconds left. What's he saying over there to them?
Well, I'm sure they're just going to try to run clock, but they're going to come out and start pressuring. So will this You know, keep her eyes open like a minute or so ago, but we'll have somebody under the basket wide open. You know, I'd take that shot, but, you know, run the clock, 43 seconds.
You got the lead, right?
Yeah, I mean, stay out of those double teams. They're going to be trying to trap. You know, when you have somebody on the high post and somebody running the corners, you can always go there, you know, to get you out front. So just...
going to be double bonus if Whipple fouls.
We should have some timeouts, so you'll get in trouble call timeout.
You have to think Whitwell will try for a couple steals and then foul, don't you, Coach?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they will eventually.
Here we go. Clay County inbound. Bella Ashok works it in to Zoe Hayes. Zoe with it in the backcourt. Now clears the time lapse. 38 seconds. Throws it out of bounds. Whitwell going to take back over. Hayes was trying to feed it to Burchett. In the right corner on the baseline, pass a little high.
And it worked too good.
Whipple takes back over, had the full length of the court in front of them. They have trouble getting it in. Now they're working into Zinson. She's their best ball handler. 30 seconds left. Clay County leads by two, 41-39.
Yes.
Whipple with it.
Hey,
Clay County.
No.
She'll be called for a foul.
Hey, us?
Yeah, Zoe. Joey Hayes hustling for the ball. Was called for a foul.
That should have been over back. He said we touched about like
we're
going
to walk to the other end. Well, we're going to see the front end of a 1-1. Shooting will be Lydie Zinksley.
She's 2-for-2 so far tonight, Daniel. Shot 2 earlier in this quarter.
Third foul on Zoe. Three throws away. No good. Oh, it's double bonus. I was looking at the scoreboard wrong.
Yeah.
Clay County has over 10 team fouls. Okay. So another free throw coming. The first one was missed. Clay leads by two, 41-39. Second one's away in and out. No good. Bella Ashok, the rebound. 20 seconds left in this contest. Clay County leading by two. Zoe Hayes dishes it in. A missed layup rebound, though. And put back by Hayes. No good. Now with the rebound.
Right.
And it should be a travel. The whistle's blow. 5 seconds left. Zinson with it. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Clay County has won the ball game.
Not yet.
0.3 seconds. Game's not over. The Whipple Lady Tigers already on the floor in dismay. They don't realize there's 0.3 seconds left. However, Clay County gonna have the ball though. A timeout's been taken. We're not going anywhere. We're staying right here.
And that shot was on land. It's just a little short. I can see it going down almost.
41-39.
Man, we had some great looks down here to seal the deal, but we couldn't get one to fall.
I mean, 0.3 seconds here. I mean, can you even be fouled in 0.3 seconds? Can you be fouled in 0.3 seconds? I mean, what can happen in 0.3 seconds? We've got possession of the ball and a 2-point lead.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess
it'd be hard.
5 second call on the inbound. If you didn't get it in, that would be a turnover to them. Now, are we going to be able to run the baseline here? The inbounder won't be able to run.
You got to think you want to throw it long. You don't want to throw it in underneath the basket.
I throw it down here. You know. If they get it, they can't do nothing with it.
Right. 0.3 seconds.
Everybody's got those run-out plays. I'd try one of them, you know. Line everybody up down here and break one long. Just try to hit them. Just don't throw it out of bounds before they get it back down there.
Here we go. 0.3 seconds between Clay County and Murfreesboro. Abby Head works in the Liza Jenkins.
Yeah.
And the senior ends up with the ball in her hands. How fitting. For the second consecutive season, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs are heading to Murfreesboro. The final score in this cross-state sectional from Whipple, Tennessee, 41-39. What an outstanding contest. We're going to go to break here. Going to play a few ads. Going to come back and do the Lady Dog wrap-up. Brought to you by Eco Finals of Tennessee on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Folks, welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show after this exciting nail biter of a Class A girls sectional we just witnessed. Clay County's ladies move on to the glass house down in Murfreesboro for the state tournament. For the 11th time overall and the second time in consecutive years. Am I right on that, Coach? Yeah. You went to 10. 12. Yeah, 12. That's right. I'm leaving out last year. I knew you had 10. The 12th time overall.
Yeah.
So, and also Clay County Ladies 25-5. We're going to go ahead now and do the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Take it away, Thomas.
Kind of like I said at East Robertson, first thing you got to start with is what a game an atmosphere. We talk about these sub-state games. It doesn't matter where they're held. This is the game of the year most of the time.
And, they're the best.
And I'm just proud to be here alongside you guys for this one. But, you know, this is a battle to start. Clay County got off to a good start. They went up by 6, 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Things are looking pretty good for the Lady Dogs. But you got to give this Whitwell Tiger at their Lady Tiger team credit. They battled back and actually led by 4. At halftime with a big run, outscored Clay County 16-6 in that second quarter. And it was all kind of a product of their defense, Coach. A 3-2 zone really put us in a bind.
Yeah, I was, you You know, I've tried to play against those zones like that, and it's kind of like that matchup that I used to play. It's pretty hard to score against if you play it right.
Yeah,
they did a really good job. They kept the middle packed. It's hard to get it inside to Riley, and seemed like the high post. They kept it covered. You know, we just have to be patient and work, but... this is a good, gritty game. You know, I thought our girls, showed a lot of mental toughness just, coming back from deficit after deficit. Mm-hmm. I thought Hattie Buford stepped up and hit two big threes right there if we were down five, and just gave us a chance to win there. But, they all played hard. They gritted it out. Defensively, we couldn't have played much better. The Zinsen girl's a really good player. 35 shot the ball good, but she didn't get much the second half. She got most of hers the first, but... I thought we defended really good.
Yeah, after being down by four, a pretty even third period, Clay County's down by three, headed into the fourth, and that's when Buford caught fire, Coach. She had 10 in the fourth quarter, hit those two big threes. Clay County actually went on an 8-0 run to open the fourth, went up by five, 35-30, and then it was back and forth from there, and then late in the game, Whitwell still with a chance. It was 41-39, which ended up being the final. They went to the free throw line, had a chance to tie it, missed two free throws, then got repossession of the ball, and basically missed a three at the buzzer to win it.
She shot it kind of, we were kind of sitting in line with it. The ball looked good going up.
Had a good line.
It was a little short. It was right on the line. But, we've missed a couple of shots down here that would seal the game, and I've been a foul call on them, but they didn't call it, I didn't give them one last chance, and luckily they missed.
Luckily they did, and Clay County survives in this one over Whitwell. And Whitwell was led by Zinsen. We think we may have figured out that Courtney Zinsen is the coach's daughter,
coach's daughter. He had another one graduated last year as a player. She tore her knee up and kind of set her back.
She had a baker's dozen, 13 tonight. Addie Colvard, probably the best player on the team, I think. The long lean, number 35, she ended up with a cool dozen, 12 points. Lily,
Zinksley?
Zinksley.
Yeah.
Finished with 10 points tonight. So three in double figures for Whitwell, and then Basham and Rollins both with a bucket each. Coach, we didn't really know what we were looking at when we were heading into this one. Whitwell's a pretty solid team.
Well, they are. I expected it to be a tough game. I was talking to their coach before the game, and they opened up this year with some really tough games. I think he said they started out 1-4 because they were playing Warren County and Huntland, which has had a good team. There's some bigger schools with good teams, and he said the girls kind of got down a little, but, after they moved into their league, they started winning, and he said, Van Buren don't want to play anybody, but he said, I want to play some people to make us better. And that's what he's done, for several years now. He's been here for a good while. He's a good coach.
Whitwell may be a good team, but Clay County was even better tonight. Two in double figures. Abby Head had 5 points, none bigger than those two free throws late that she made for Clay County. Zoe Hayes was 7. She made a big shot in the third quarter, that three-pointer, to kind of get us back in it. And then, like I say, two in double figures. Riley Burchett with 14. Hallie Buford with 15.
Pretty good night, folks. We're not done yet, but that portion was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way, the structure of insulated panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Island State Bog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest.
Well, there's no other way to go but with Hallie Buford. She scored 10 of her 15 in that stretch. She gave Clay County the lead, 10 points in the fourth quarter, Coach, to put this one to bed.
Yeah, I agree. I really thought Zoe did a good job defensively, too. I mean, she had a couple big shots, but Matt had her on Zinsen, guard her tight. She did a really good job. He switched off every once in a while, but... I thought she played a really good game, too. But, yeah, you got to give it to Hallie. I mean, not for her. We probably don't win the game.
And she also was the one tasked most of the night guarding Addie Colvard, 35, and did a great job with her.
She did
have 12 points. But that's a girl that looks like she could average 20.
I think so.
You hold the team as good as they are to 39, I don't care who gets them. You've got a good job defensively. If you get somebody in the 30s at this level in the sub-state game.
I thought, it's kind of a coming-of-age moment for Hallie Buford, too. Young player, first-year starter. We've talked about her growth. all season long. Well, this is when you had to step up. At the end of a big game to send your team to the state tournament, Hallie Buford played like a seasoned veteran in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's do or die tonight. And when the pressure was on, she turned out her best performance. Did a really nice job. Tonight's top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal, was Hallie Buford. TDS Disposal serves all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So, a lot of basketball left to be played, hopefully, around Clay County. Clay County's boys will be hosting Chattanooga Preparatory School on Monday night at Joe Sims Gym. Sub-state game, Salina style. Going to have a huge crowd, no doubt. Come out and watch that one. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Doors probably open around 5:45, 6 o'clock, something like that. The girls' state tournament brackets were released yesterday. And here's what we know about Clay County's ladies. They will play the game three of the single-A games on this coming Thursday from the Murphy Center in Murfreesboro. Tip-off is scheduled for 1:15. We do not know the opponent yet. They will be playing the winner of Gleason and Westwood. So quickly, let me run down through this. Redbourne Springs was defeated tonight by Van Buren County. So Van Buren advances on. They play the winner of MAHS and Dresden. Cloudland and Wayne County play each other in Game 2. Clay County against the winner of Gleason and Westwood in Game 3 on Thursday. And then Game 4 of single-A action on Thursday will feature the winner of McKenzie and Moore County against North Green. So five of the teams known, Thomas, three of them not at this point. So we do know one thing. Clay County, 1-15, Murphy Center. Be there. McKenzie, Coach Sim says, beat Moore County in what was a really close game. McKenzie, the team I think that's been number one pretty much all year. They people on girls' side, Thomas, is that right?
Yeah.
Gleason killed Westwood 67-31. So
Gleason won there. So Clay County plays Gleason. Coach Sims, did you see or have you seen film on the Clay County Gleason Christmas tournament game?
I caught a little of it on Facebook. It was hard to see much of the game.
We lost by around 10, yeah, maybe?
I think we ended up like 18. But when I first turned it on, it was in the second quarter. We were up 10. And then they went on a big run, and we were down like 6 at halftime, and then they just extended it out. But now, I don't put a whole lot of, I don't know, faith in that game or whatever, because Briley was just coming off that sickness.
Yep.
And
Bella wasn't playing.
Bella wasn't playing. So, you know, I think we can beat this bunch. We really do.
I think we'll be fine. Thomas? Final thoughts from you here tonight.
I just know we've seen single-A basketball at its best here in the home stretch of this season, and I think Coach has got another score for you, Daniel.
Dresden beat MAHS, so the field is set. Let's go through it one more time. On Thursday, it's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning, Van Buren County against Dresden. At 11:30, Cloudland against Wayne County. That's the upper part of the bracket. Clay County is not on that side. Here's the Clay County portion of the bracket. At 1:15, the Lady Dogs played Gleason. And then the final game of the day, McKenzie taking on North Green. So if Clay County would win their quarterfinal game on Thursday, then they would play at 6 o'clock on Friday night against the winner of McKenzie and North Green. So a very exciting week coming up. Boys sectional on Monday at home in Joe Sims Gym for head coach Rob Edwards and the Dogs. And then girls' state tournament starting Thursday. What a great time. Anybody else got anything?
I do. Before we wrap it up, Coach, last game we'll get to call together this year. We don't get to call the state tournament. And I just want you to know what it means to us to have you here, your insight and your knowledge and experience.
I hope I can bring a little, you know, to the people that listen. I've been around it a long time, so I think I know a little about it. But, I enjoy doing it.
Well, we enjoy having you. Hope we got many years to come. The Clay County players coming out of the locker room. We're going to shut this thing down until Monday night. So for Joe Sims, Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, and Daniel Strong, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.